That's a good one to set our stage. That is The Boss. Of course, if you needed me to tell you that. Bruce Springsteen with Pay Me My Money Down. As I mentioned a moment ago, we get to shine our local voices spotlight on some other members of our community. We're so privileged and lucky to get to be able to do that. I've got Brian Dorsey and Rick DeCrescente from Alliance Credit Union here joining us. You've heard a lot about Alliance on these airwaves. And now you're going to get to hear a little bit more and get to kind of know some of the people behind the business. So Big Penguin and Igloo, welcome to you gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you,
Kim. Very glad to have you here. And as I mentioned before, our listeners have heard a lot about Alliance on the air over the past couple of years. You guys have had a nice marketing campaign going with us. I personally... Well, we all here like to do business with those that do business with us. We have a mantra of supporting those who support the Penguin. So I happen to be in the market to be buying a house, and there we go. I've got my mortgage with Alliance. I guess it's a little over a year now, but had a wonderful experience in going through all that. But we're not going to talk about all that. There's a little bit more history we want to give to everybody out there, but just want to say it has been a pleasure so far doing business with you guys over there. And a happy birthday too, right?
Absolutely.
For the credit union, yeah. 65 years.
65 years. And that is the voice of Brian Dorsey. He is the president and CEO of Alliance. 65 years. I mean, seriously, that's fantastic. That's just remarkable and obviously says a lot about what you guys are doing, that you're still here. Yeah. Give us a little bit of history.
Well, we've been in this area for about 43 years. We're a not-for-profit financial institution owned by our members. One of the things that's unique about credit unions is our board of directors are all volunteers, and actually one of our board members lives right here in Wilmington, even though we're based in San Jose, California.
And you're visiting from San Jose, but Rick, you live here in Wilmington, and you're kind of head of operations on the location here, correct?
That is correct. I'm the vice president of operations here in Wilmington, and just love my role here and love our community.
So I want to go back to a very important phrase that you said there, Brian. Not for profit. That is huge. And when I was going through the process of getting my mortgage and learning about Alliance Credit Union, I really didn't know the difference between a credit union and a bank. And that is perhaps the most fundamental difference.
That is the fundamental difference. We're owned by our membership, governed by volunteers. Our board of directors are not paid for what they do. Mike, our local board member, is actually... he spends a lot of time from, 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Attending board meetings. Rick has to come all the way out to California, but Mike, I word out to you.
Shout out to him. So, I mean, that is a completely different paradigm and obviously sets a very different stage when you have a business that's not operating for profit. I mean, the end goals then are completely different.
Right. Yeah, actually, one of our objectives is actually having an impact on our communities. And last year, what we did in both regions is actually reached out here to what is it called? Phoenix Hometown Hires. Mm-hmm. We're providing financial literacy. And in California, what we did is we provided 400 savings and checking accounts to at-risk youth. These are their first savings and checking accounts when they had their first job.
I mean, and that is something that is so important. I mean, that kind of process, steps and processes and learning how to even do that kind of thing, how to set it up, how to manage it, how to stay out of the red and not make mistakes, that is just tremendous, right. Tremendously valuable for those folks individually and in the community as a whole. Right. And I was joking with these fellows before we jumped on the air about my financial illiteracy, that I just don't have, a lot of it is like Greek to me. Fortunately, my mother's an accountant. She's guided me over the years in my life. But that's the kind of thing you guys are doing, not just like in organizations at Phoenix Hometown Hires, but you're doing that stuff here in the branch. You guys have just remodeled, I guess, in honor of your birthday and are setting up some new things there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We actually remodeled the branch so we can provide financial seminars. So look for those. I think we have about, 30 of these things scheduled.
Correct.
Wow. A lot of them are actually how to improve your credit. If you want to know how to improve your credit, come talk to us.
That's great stuff. So a financial education center, I know, is part of the the focus of what you guys are doing. If any of you out there are just joining us or just tuning in, this is Brian Dorsey, who's president and CEO of Alliance Credit Union. Rick DeCrescente, Italian, we were chatting off air. I'm working on making sure to get that name right. He's the vice president of Alliance Credit Union and head of operations here at the local office. We'll talk a little bit more about the San Jose-Wilmington connection and how Alliance landed here coming up after this. But, you know, we got to throw some music in. It's Dawn Landis with Money in the Bank here on The Penguin. The lovely voice of Dawn Landis here on 98.3 The Penguin. Very apropos for our guests. That one's called Money in the Bank. I've got Brian Dorsey, president and CEO of Alliance Credit Union, and Rick DeCrescente, vice president and head of operations here locally. And it is Money in the Bank was the song, but we've been talking about the credit union really is pretty different than a bank. I'll let you guys kind of take it away and a little bit of how Alliance Credit Union landed here. You started in San Jose, California, but are going coast to coast now.
So General Electric was actually in San Jose. They actually still have a training center there, but we moved with GE out here to North Carolina, and that was in 1974. Today, we actually have a community charter, so anybody who lives in three counties here in Wilmington can actually join the credit union.
And that's fantastic. I mean, we were talking in our first segment about some of the misconceptions and distinctions between credit unions and bank. Number one being not for profit. And number two, you're saying, you know, it's not a membership only thing. It's open to everyone in the community. So there's not a club you have to try to get into.
Right. A lot of people think that membership, just the word itself, is actually a barrier to entry. So we want to put that aside, because membership, it doesn't mean you have to do something. It just means you join the credit union, you get a checking account. I know you're going to open a checking account soon, right?
Absolutely. I needed to already do it when I moved, got my mortgage over there. I was like, I need to just move the checking account too, because, you know, there are certain entities out there that I don't want to be supporting.
Right. We have free checking, by the way.
Right. Free checking.
Another misconception is that we're not very technology savvy. And we actually have a mobile app that actually has the highest star rating of any bank in this local area.
That's impressive. And that is the way of the future, of course.
Right.
So that's pretty important.
And, you know, in addition to the mobile app that we have, we also have on the personal touch, not only are our branches remodeled, but we have experts now in our branches, financial experts. We're one of the first credit unions in the nation that has put our people through specialized training. Really, it helped them master all aspects of personal finance. So we have certified relationship managers in our offices ready to help our community prosper.
Right. So you've got the personal touches and connections here, and you've got the mobile so people can do what they need wherever and whenever.
Absolutely.
Both ends of the spectrum. Let's continue kind of with a little bit of what makes you, what is this work do for you? Being in this arena and being in this field, what is kind of the most rewarding? You guys have been in this game for quite some time. There are a lot of different stories I know you come across and a lot of experiences and people you're able to help. Talk a little bit about some of those rewards in your work for both of you.
Sure. I think one of the things that when I became CEO 3 years ago was important to me is that we actually have an impact on our markets. So what the work that Kendra, our business development officer, is doing with Phoenix Hometown Hires is phenomenal. And I think that we're going to expand on that. We work with summer youth programs, providing kids with their first savings and checking accounts, and that's probably the most important thing to me.
Amen to that.
And really, you know, becoming the best place for our employees also to work is important to us. You know, we really are proud of the environment we've created, and we know when our members come in, they'll feel it, because our employees are really, our team is really dedicated to helping the community.
And what are some of the things you guys are doing to do that? How is it that you go about making Alliance the best place to work that your employees have ever worked?
Besides education, it's continually allowing them to grow with the organization and their financial acumen, just learning more, learning better ways to help people. And being in the credit union, you know, we come across it every day where we help solve problems. We help solve issues for people to take that next step in their advancing their financial capabilities.
Oh, yeah. And during the recent hurricane, we had one employee who lost her home. And we put her in temporary housing for a period of time until she can get on her feet.
Wow. That's good stuff. Again, we're talking with Brian Dorsey and Rick DeCrescente of Alliance Credit Union. The fundamental difference we talked about already, but it is absolutely worth highlighting because, again, for those out there that aren't as financially literate or just in that whole arena, when I went through you guys to get my mortgage, that was my first question. Well, why a credit union versus a bank? What's the difference? And the fact that it is not for profit, it just says everything. I mean, your goals are community-based, not bottom-line profit-based.
We don't have shareholders. We have members.
Right. And the members on the board, as you mentioned before already, volunteer, spend their own time. It's not about getting a paycheck or anything like that. Alliance Credit Union moved here. Has been, you're celebrating your 65th birthday, but in Wilmington, 40-plus years?
43
years. Newly renovated offices. I know there's one here near the station on Racine. And then there's one on 17th, is that correct?
Yes.
And website and other things like that, other things you'd like to let our listeners know about?
AllianceCreditOrCU.org.
And we also have our, you know, if our members need to reach us at all hours of the day, it's a big advantage for us to be on both coasts.
Right.
Because we do cover many hours of the day, and we have an awesome call service center, too, to help our people through telephone, too.
That's fantastic. All right, fellas, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for supporting the Penguin as you have, and we look forward to continuing that relationship. Credit unions really are, it is sort of the alternative to the mainstream, which is exactly what the Penguin is, and it's a nice partnership for us to have.
Thanks
again,
for having us.
Our pleasure. That was Brian Dorsey, President and CEO of Alliance Credit Union, Rick DeCrescente, who's the man on the ground here in Wilmington. He's the Vice President and Head of Operations. We got a lot more music always around the corner. Stay where you are. You're cruising with the Penguin.